The trader vaulted over the stall, darting between Ego and Rakharo. Quarrow reached for an arak that was not there, as the blond man slammed him aside. He raced down the aisle. Danny heard the snap of Jogo's whip, saw the leather lick out and coil around the wine seller's leg. The man sprawled face first in the dirt. A dozen caravan guards had come running. With them was the master himself, merchant captain Bayam Vatiris, a diminutive Norvoshi, with skin like old leather and a bristling blue mustachio that swept up to his ears. He seemed to know what had happened without a word being spoken. "Take this one away to await the pleasure of the Khal," he commanded, gesturing at the man on the ground. Two guards hauled the wine seller to his feet. "His goods I gift to you as well, princess," the merchant captain went on. "Small token of regret that one of mine would do this thing." Doria and Jiqui helped Danny back to her feet. The poison wine was leaking from the broken cask into the dirt. "How did you know?" she asked Sejora, trembling. "How?"
"I did not know, Khaleesi, not until the man refused to drink. But once I read Magister Illyria's letter, I feared."
His dark eyes swept over the faces of the strangers in the market.
"Come, best not to talk of it here.